Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert, and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Lucas Smith.
Woo-hoo! Hey, I remember Welcome Back, Cotter. That's when TV was TV. You were allowed to be TV.
You're allowed to. You mean things that were meant to be funny could be funny.
Yeah, we could celebrate our diversity and have a little fun and poke fun at each other. You remember that, right?
I still poke fun at people. But let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Celebrations of the day. Well, this is one that we don't do. Today's National Savings Day. So this is America we don't save. National Vermont Day. Is it Vermont or New Hampshire, Bernie Sanders land?
I don't know, but aren't we in California?
we are, I think.
Okay.
National Farmers Day. Okay. I think we'll just have to go. You know, having beaten anorexia, there's only one way to go on this one today. And this one does look like a good one. So, although sometimes it's not for me. Today's National Gumbo Day. Now, it just depends because I'm not into real spicy food. So if it's spicy gumbo, then I'm not there. If it's flavorful, yeah, count me in. Dow Jones up 100 points. NASDAQ is up 42. S&P 500 up 11. Oil, it's up 21 cents a barrel right now. Should we look at it? The only one, well, even Josh is not going to be happy today, right? Gas prices in Nevada went up just a little bit. So Josh might not be as happy as he usually is. He still can laugh at us in California, because we're still paying the highest price in the country with our 25% gasoline tax, 25%. But let's see, yesterday, well, you went up only 3/10 yesterday, Josh. We were up 3/10 also in California. We're still about, 15% higher than you?
that 25% is to fix the roads though, Ron, right?
Yeah, I don't know what road it is. Probably just the road out of Newsom's house, but that's, you know, from maybe the road from the Capitol to the French Laundry.
Yeah.
That might be the only road. And if you're not familiar with the French Laundry, it is not a laundromat. It is a fine, fine restaurant, fine dining. So that might be the only road that has that, but unbelievable. Josh, you're 387.6. We're 444. Lori, you're at $3. Ooh, Lori's up at $3 now. All the way up to $3 a gallon. She's our tremendous underwriter right there in Louisiana. $3.28 a gallon is the national average. Yes, we are paying $4.44 in California with our lovely 25% tax. Speaking of tax, let's take a look at this. It just baffles me that we can continue on with these things. And as I've shared with you many, many times, elections have consequences. So here's the latest. We can be thankful that we've got Gavin Newsom on the job. We are protected. Now, ketchup. The governor is targeting ketchup.
It is what it is.
How do you target ketchup? But hey, don't feel bad. Ketchup and salt, pepper, Tabasco sauce, mustard, mayonnaise, anything in single-use containers. So being banned by the governor, unbelievable. He's going to fine the restaurants if they are caught using it. Just throw that out there. Leaf blowers and gas lawnmowers. Hey, here's the issue, though. I do want to make sure that everybody's understanding of this. So the governor is banning the sale of gas-powered lawnmowers and leaf blowers. Now, the other thing, when we tie these things together, he also changed this. You can't prosecute anybody for theft under $950. So while you cannot go out and buy a gas-powered lawnmower or leaf blower, you can still go out and steal one.
Legally.
It's amazing. That, you know, hey, how about toys, children's toys? We're coming into the holiday season. Here's the latest. Josh, I know you've got one of each, right? So now you're going to save some time when you go out holiday shopping this year because you cannot separate the toys by gender. Right? So the girls' toys and the boys' toys, they got to be in the same aisle. I want to make sure that my Hot Wheels are right next to my Barbie dolls. They've got
to
be there.
There has to be a gender-neutral section there. Gender-neutral toys.
Well, Mr. Potato Head. What gender is Mr. Potato Head?
Depends.
No, that's a different aisle. Come on, Mary Lucas. Come on now.
Oh, Ron, you got me.
Toothbrushes, right? You got to have. You can't mix up the toothbrushes. So don't, you know, those can't be mixed up either. Plastic utensils. So I guess that means you're going to have to go out and buy a bunch of new metal utensils. Maybe you're going to buy, I wonder what would happen now. Because I know way back when I used to import basically single-use utensils. They were metal. They weren't the plastic ones. I had plastic ones also. But I wonder if I can go to the store and go to the dollar store and for Thanksgiving, we'll buy a bunch of metal utensils that are throwaways. Will that cause a problem, Mr. Governor? I don't know about that one. So maybe we can check on that. Moving right along. Let's see what else. Oh, apparently the Vice President of the United States came out of hiding. This is a news flash. We've got this one for you also.
Quiet.
No, not that one. There we go. So let's see. She does a NASA commercial with a bunch of kids. Now, here's the catch on this one. Here's the rub on this one. So the vice president does this commercial. She's not in hiding anymore. She skipped the border meeting, the immigration meeting in Mexico. She's too busy doing this commercial with the kids. Turns out the kids were all child actors. She couldn't even go to a legitimate school. I guess they were afraid of what the kids might say to her if she went to a legitimate school. And they did the commercial in Canada. Right? So that really helps U.S. jobs, right? I mean, the Vice President of the United States. That, you know, isn't that special, Mrs. Vice President? Unbelievable. AB1276 prohibits restaurants under penalty of fines from providing single-use plastic packets of ketchup, mustard, and other condiments, as well as single-use utensils such as forks. How about this one? I can't go to the sushi restaurant anymore and get chopsticks because they're single-use.
But they're wood.
They're single-use. Hey, you don't have to come up with logic when you're in California.
I'm sorry. It's my habit, Ron. I'll try to go along, conform.
Coffee stirrers. Yeah, that one there. Now, you can request these things. So I can request a plastic fork. I wonder if I can request a plastic straw. Unbelievable. So now, after all this time, we've been going through, a year and a half of 2 years to flatten this curve that was going to take 2 weeks. Yeah, I did notice that Merck did apply. It's not coming out in the news, but Merck did apply for a therapeutic, the emergency emergency use authorization for a therapeutic for COVID-19. That would be called Tylenol. Oh, no, I shouldn't say that. That's a problem here. We can't say those kind of things. I mean, Facebook might get mad at me again. We just got back up yesterday, and we might, for some reason, I don't know, they don't like that idea. So Proposition 47 signed into law. That one's another one. Yeah, raising felony charges for theft from $400 to $950. Even Governor Brown vetoed some of these bills. Right? It's just amazing here what we're going through. Ethnic studies course. Yeah, that one, another one that Governor Brown vetoed. That's the anti-Semitic course that now has to be taught in schools. Amazing there. So Tammy Rossman Benjamin, executive director of the anti-Semitism watchdog AMCHA initiative, said the bill's signing represented a quote-unquote dark day for Jewish students in California and dozens of other states that historically follow California's lead. Unbelievable.
So let me ask you something, Ron. If you approve something that Governor Moonbeam rejected, how far left are you?
Mars.
Yeah, that's my thought.
That's all we can possibly say. It's got to be Mars. Well, okay, so Dinos and Dolls. Okay, I like that. Have fun playing with everything, right? I mean, I know kids that are the girls that are playing with Hot Wheels, right? Have fun. But you know something? Why is the state getting involved in messing around with how a toy store merchandises their product? That's my issue. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, this is going to be a fascinating subject today because I have been consulting with some folks on this one as far as how long your equity will last. So I guess being that I wrote this headline, Home Loan Forbearance, Your Equity is in Jeopardy. Talk about that with Lucas Smith. Don't wait for a lower mortgage rate. It could cost you. And I don't know if Josh found it. We'll have a featured home today brought to you by MyFavoriteLender.net. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or RonSiegelRadio.com. Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you could retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. RSRNoDebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. go to rsrnodebt.com. rsrnodebt.com.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Homeowners over the age of 62 are taking back financial control after retirement with reverse mortgages, and the Siegel Lending Team is here to help you use it to your advantage. Call Ron Siegel with Geneva Financial to receive your free information booklet with no obligation. The booklet answers all your questions, and the best part is you still own your home. Call Ron Siegel at 1-800-306-1990. Or visit ronsiegelradio.com.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next home loan, Geneva's got the programs and the products. You just need to make the call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And as I share with you every morning, almost every morning, well, I should do it every morning, best mobile app on the market. I know what you're looking for. If you're thinking about buying a house, I know exactly the thing you're going to look up online most. It's been this way for a long time. Mortgage calculator, right? Number one search term, trending term on Google. Yeah, they've got a pretty good market share, right? And the best mortgage calculator, go right on to ronismylender.com, ronismylender.com. Get the mobile app. Right there, first item is the mortgage calculator. You put in there whatever you need to know. You got the answer, comes right back to you. It's got a search tool on there. So you can actually put all the parameters of what you want for your next home to be. It'll give it to you. No commercials. You don't have to put your name in. Although we did talk about yesterday. Lucas, you would have loved this one. Yesterday, we had a conversation about LendingTree.
Okay.
And our guest on here said, the best thing you can do with LendingTree, put your ex's information in there.
Really?
You blow up their phone.
They're stalkers?
we go to LendingTree, you're going to get 6 million phone calls within the next 20 minutes.
Yeah, they sell your information.
Your information. So if I didn't like Lucas, I could go into LendingTree, put all his information in there. His phone would be blowing up here. And boy, would some people get really excited when he responded to it. But I digress.
Wait, Ron. If I wanted a loan, I would just call you.
There we go.
I have your cell.
Yeah, perfect. That's the way to do it. And it's right there on the mobile app. So you can get that right from the mobile app, ronismylender.com. Put you in touch with your favorite realtor, right? So you can get that right on the app as well. And 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can get a pre-approval letter once you've gone through the process. Just throwing that out there for you. But hey, let's look at what's going on in the market. We'll do that real quick so we can get into our conversation with Lucas Smith. Dow Jones up 47 points now. We're looking at the NASDAQ up 26 points, the S&P 500 up 10, Mortgage-backed securities are down 3 basis points, which means interest rates are up ever so slightly. A 10-year treasury down 3 basis points, 1.598. The real news will happen in about, if you're watching us live, in about 47 minutes. That's when the 10-year treasury auction will be taking place, and we'll see if that's going to have some bearing on what's going on in the mortgage world. But we did get some data out this morning. We found out that there are, you ready for this one? This was a massive number. So 10.4 million job openings, 10.4 million job openings came out on the JOLTS report this morning. That's a massive, it's the biggest number they've had, and people quitting their jobs, big number right there. Why? Maybe they're finding a better place to go work. But here's the issue, and well, I'll give you this headline as soon as we come back here. That's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next home loan, Geneva's got the programs and the products. So here's the issue. Delinquencies continue to improve. That's a great thing, largely in part to home equity increasing over 30%, right, the past year or two. CoreLogic released their loan performance insights showing that loans 30 days or more past due decreased from 4.4% to 4.2% in July. 90 days plus or seriously delinquent saw an improvement from 3% to 2.8%. Foreclosures remained at 0.2%, which is the lowest level in over two decades. Now, when you get put in there, the amount of people that have no mortgage, basically there is in the seriously delinquent area, one out of every 750 homes. Pretty small number. Right during the Great Recession, I think we got down to like one out of 10 or something along those lines.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Crazy. But here's the question that I have for you. Here's the concern that I have for you, because I've been consulting on a lot of people, because we know that the moratorium on in 49 states, I wonder which one might be the different one, right? In most of the areas, the foreclosure moratorium is over. Here in California, we do things a little different. But here's a scenario, because one of the things that a lot of people aren't thinking about is if you're not making your mortgage payment, what are you doing with that money? Now, if you lost your job, well, there's 10.4 million jobs open, so go find a new one. But if you lost your job and you needed that safety net, that's what it's there for. Right now, you can get a job if you want to work. You might have to find something that you may have been working for McDonald's and now you have to go to In-N-Out. I don't know, something along those lines, right? You got to do something different. But this is a live scenario. I'm going to share this with you. Lucas, I want your opinion on this. So this family bought their home January of 2020. Great timing, right before the pandemic, right?
Yep, perfect.
They paid $635,000 for their home. It's in Orange County. As of October 2021, according to Black Knight, big, big company. They have great analytics on what's happening in the home market. That home is worth, their center number is $809,000. 809 is the value of that home. $174,000 in equity.
Yep, sounds about right.
Makes sense, Orange County?
Yeah. No, those numbers track. I was going to guess somewhere just over, around 200 in equity.
Yeah, very, very close. But when I look at their mortgage statement that they sent me to see what if it made sense for them to because I think their loan, from what I remember, was at 3.625. They went in forbearance right near the beginning. So here's the issue. The interest did not stop accumulating. You know that taxes did not stop accumulating. Insurance had to be paid. Mortgage insurance on this one had to be paid. So as of September, they had $70,000 in arrears.
Wow.
Interest, taxes, insurance,
penalties.
Insurance. I don't think they have any, they weren't accumulating penalties because that was part of the moratorium. I don't think they're allowed to charge a penalty on it.
Oh, okay.
But $70,000.
Wow.
Right? That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Now, that took away about a third, a little more than a third of their equity.
Right.
Now, here's the question is, what do you do from there? I'm going to tell you a couple of things here, because what happened was they did one of the first smart moves.
Right. You know, I have a couple of questions. Did they catch up? Did they come out of forbearance and do the 3 months of payments? Not yet. Okay.
So they're looking at what are their options.
Okay.
So one of the best things you can do and most important things to do is communicate with the servicing company, right? Even in the short sale world or the foreclosure world, this is not either one of those. This is the forbearance world. Communicate with your servicer, right?
Stop, slow down. Everybody get your pen out. If you're having financial trouble, call your bank first. Call your mortgage servicer first and explain it to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're not alone.
Yeah, you're not the only one. And they have a full department of people ready to help you with this.
This is the biggest issue we've ever seen when we've sat down with somebody who is in a serious financial issue with their home, is their failure to communicate with the lender kept exacerbating the problem.
Yeah, you can't put your head in the sand. Doesn't work. So now when they called their lender, because they called us and wanted us to analyze their situation, it was wonderful that their CPA put them in touch with us. If you are a CPA, have clients, more than happy to consult, charge them nothing. Now, here's the beauty of what happened is they went to their servicer and their servicer said, because there's nothing, you can't refinance, even though you got a 3.625. You cannot refinance while you're in forbearance. You need to make 3 payments. So they called their servicer and they said, what are our options? Fair question.
Right.
Servicer came back and gave them a couple of choices. They said, under each choice, we're gonna rewrite your loan to a 3.125% interest rate. Very, very fair interest rate. Right? It's no problem there. One option was they would just re-amortize the loan, building in the amount of that $70,000 into the new loan at 3.125 and gave them a payment for that.
Are they going to re-amortize it at 30 years or at the current number of years?
30 years.
At the 30 years.
Instead of 28 years.
Yeah. That's what I figured.
And the other option was they were going to take that $70,000 and put it on the tail end.
At the same 3.6.
No, they're going to do it interest-free.
Wow.
Basically a silent second at the tail end of the loan.
Okay.
Those are the two options. Now, there is a third option that I'm going to talk to Lucas Smith about when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Don't wait for a lower mortgage rate. It could cost you. And yes, indeed, we've got a featured home brought to you by my favorite lender, .net. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments, paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you can retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. rsrnodebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to rsrnodebt.com. rsrnodebt.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Don't wait for a lower mortgage rate. It could cost you. That is the subject of today's real-time real estate segment. Today's housing market is truly one for the record books. Over the past year, we've seen the lowest mortgage rates in history. And while those rates seem to bottom out in January of this year, the golden window of opportunity for buyers is not over just yet. If you're one of the buyers who worry they've missed out, rest assured today's mortgage rates are still worth taking advantage of. Even today, our mortgage rates are below what they've been in recent decades. So while you may not be able to lock in the rate your friend got recently, you're still in a great position to secure a rate well below what your parents and even grandparents got in years past. The key will be acting sooner rather than later. In late September, mortgage rates kicked above 3% for the first time in months. And according to experts throughout the industry, mortgage rates are projected to continue rising in the months ahead. If you're watching us on ronsiegelradio.tv, any of our socials, or the ABC News and Talk AM 1490 video feed, you're seeing a chart right now of mortgage rate projections by Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, Mortgage Bankers Association, and the National Association of Realtors. They're expecting now, last week I shared with you on Thursday, Freddie Mac came out with their mortgage rates that they do every Thursday, 30-year fixed rate loan, 2.99%. The average of those organizations I just shared, by the end of the fourth quarter, they're saying 3.17. Basically not a whole lot of difference where we are now. But by the end of the third quarter, that's right around where we are now of 2022, 3.55%. And yes, when you look at Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, Mortgage Bankers Association, and the National Association of Realtors, they are all biased in entities, right? Every one of them are in the real estate space. So you always have to understand that. And they're coming out saying 3.55. So just throw that out there. While a projected 0.5% point increase may not seem substantial, it does have an impact when you're buying a home. When rates rise even slightly, it affects how much you'll pay month to month on your home loan. And I'm showing, going to show you a chart. Actually, Josh just put it up there. Today's rate, 2.99. So this is a $350,000 loan amount. I know we are in Southern California, right? So in Orange County, you're going to have to double it. Inland Empire, you only have to go 1.5 times, right? So that's basically the number. Today's rate, 2.99, $350,000 loan amount, $1,474 a month, roughly. Again, we are using Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, MBA, NAR numbers. This is not an offer to sell you anything or to give you these rates. You may not even qualify. But if they go up to that 3.55, that 1,474 goes up to $1,581 a month, $107 per month more. So think about that every month. The extra money can really add up over the life of a 15 or 30-year loan, right? So that's over a 30-year loan, $36,000.
So, Ron, let me get this straight. So if I want to see what the cost of waiting 12 months to buy a house is, I can just go to Ron Siegel Radio, use your mortgage calculator, figure up what I'm going to pay for a house now versus what I'm going to pay for a house in a year and see what that payment difference is.
Absolutely. So you have to do both, right?
Right.
So you're going to have a higher down payment,
right?
Because the property is going to go up 7%, 8%, 9%, whatever the number is, right? We're going to have a higher interest rate. So you have to calculate that in.
The extra half point.
The extra half point. So your payment's going to go up and your purchasing power may drop, right? That's part of it.
That's what happens to most of our buyers, right? When interest rates go up, purchasing power drops a significant amount.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the biggest part of your home loan is interest. Right. No matter, and any loan. I mean, you go buy a car, look at the truth in lending statement. It's going to show you that if you finance that car, you're paying more in interest than you are for the car.
Yep.
Clearly, today's mortgage rates are worth taking advantage of before they climb. The rates we're seeing right now give you a unique opportunity to afford more home for your money while keeping your monthly payment down. Bottom line, waiting for a lower mortgage rate might cost you not only dollars, but the size or the quality or the location of the property that you're contemplating. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. So we're going to, and that's the, again, that's the real-time real estate segment. Continuing our conversation, we are speaking with Lucas Smith. He is in the house. So if you missed our conversation, you missed the commercial conversation because we do have some interesting conversation. It's great because I have guests. I don't bring on yes people, right? So Lucas has a different thought than me, potentially, on the way to resolve this issue. Now, Lucas, I did say before that I left out one major issue. So here's
You left my favorite option out, I'm certain, because I didn't hear it.
Well, so here's the issue that I do want to make certain. We're talking about what you should do if you're in this forbearance situation and you do not want to jeopardize all of your equity. Right now, if you can't make that payment, you have to figure out what are you going to do. So you have a couple of options. If you can't make the payment and the unemployment benefits are ending and the pandemic is over, the forbearance is over, I'm going to suggest to you Lucas's favorite option because I know what his is because it's his job, right? So the bottom line is you don't want him to give up all their equity, do you?
No, heck no.
You don't want him to go into foreclosure, do you?
No, gosh, no. That's harder for me to sell that then.
Right. Here's the idea is to call Lucas right away. And you say, Lucas, I still don't have a job. I can't accept any of these servicer options, which they gave two very fair options. We're going to talk about those more. And I've still got $100,000 in equity.
Yep.
What do I do?
Sell the house, cash out the equity, live someplace you can afford while you get back to work with one of these 10 million jobs that are available. Keep your family safe and comfortable. And if you can, save as much of that equity to purchase your next home.
Pretty simple, isn't it? I mean, that's really what the baseline is right there is, you know, and that's a great advice, right? I mean, when you think about it, there's all sorts of things that are out there. But the idea here is you got $100,000.
Well, yeah. And Ron, just like you, myself, right? We're family men, right?
Right.
Our job is to take care of our families and make sure our families are safe and well cared for. So we get to make these decisions, right, based on a whole as what's best for them.
Yeah, and the idea here is when you're talking to somebody like Lucas, I'm going to share this with you straight out because the only reason I asked him to come and help me with this is because I know his heart, right? That's the, and I'm not talking about from a medical standpoint, right? But I know his heart. His heart is that, yes, he does sell loans and or sell homes to help people, right? That's his job. But the bottom line is that he wants to help you come up with the right solution, because you're not going to go out there and you're not going to deal with this and struggle. It's not going to solve itself if you put your head in the sand, is my bottom point.
No. And you want to bring somebody on like Ron or like myself who has a heart, who's service focused.
That's right? The idea right
there. Who understands exactly what the options are. And it might not always be, right? What's best for your family might not be my favorite option. And it might not be Ron's favorite option, but it's what's best for your family. We're always going to give you that advice.
And that's the whole thing. So there's three options there. You can take one of the options that the bank offered. That is certainly an option. You can go in and they give you two. I'm going to go into those a little more. I'm doing some background work on it. That's why I'm kind of stuttering here, because Lucas had a different philosophy than what I did. So, right, we're going to, no, you're,
it you're, makes it fun.
That's right. And hey, that's the idea of Ron Segal Radio, right? I don't want yes people on here. I want to give you the best choices. So I'm doing a little background work here, but hey, don't give up your equity.
Never.
Don't do that. I mean, you've got, even if you don't have the job right now, and I'm going to say this easily for you, got $100,000 in equity. That if you're not working, that doesn't mean go on vacation, right? That money needs to go into a safe, secure bank account, because you will get back on your feet and you will have an opportunity, because you've sold the home, not let it go to short sale, not let it go to forbearance. Now you're open to go and buy another home, 3.5% down. These numbers are going to skyrocket, right? I've already seen some of the preliminary indications, conforming home loans in throughout the country, $625,000 is the projection. High balance, Orange County, California, $937,000. So think about buying a home with 3% down at $937,000. Is that 10 grand? $27,000.
Yeah, right around $30,000 at 3.5%.
Yeah, think about that. I mean, this is what's projected. It's not all done yet. But that's what the projections are. We're going to come back and chat more with Lucas Smith. And I've also got a featured home brought to you by myfavoritelender.com. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsegalradio.com. Facebook.com/ronsegalradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Segal 1 on YouTube. Ron Segal, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Are you tired of paying rent? Are you tired of paying someone else's mortgage? Do you know qualified folks can potentially purchase a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket? Ron Segal can help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. If you're tired of paying someone else's mortgage, reach out to Ron today at ronismylender.com. That's ronismylender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey friends, do you dream of mortgage-free home ownership? Are you aware that even if you own your home free and clear, it could still be costing you thousands per year? The Siegel Lending Team can help you generate tax-free income, accumulate family wealth, and maintain ownership of your home. By simply emailing your most recent mortgage statement, you'll receive a no-obligation real estate plan. Learn more by calling 1-800-306-1990 or email me your recent mortgage statement to pear@ronsiegelradio.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments, paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debt so you can retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less? All without having to spend more each month than you spend right now. Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. rsrnodebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to rsrnodebt.com. rsrnodebt.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. At 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The featured home segment today being brought to you by MyFavoriteLender.net. Featured home brought to you by MyFavoriteLender.net. Let's see who's got the featured home. There it is. Robert LaBianca, 41691. Jamaica Sands Drive, Bermuda Dunes. I love Bermuda Dunes. Right? Real fine. Original owners have kept this three-bedroom, two-bath home with a pool and spa and all-new professional landscaping. Grass is just starting to come in. It'll take a couple more weeks. Owner is a general contractor, so many additional upgrades have been done. For example, all double-pane windows and sliders, all insulation throughout the house, including the attic, newly painted and in immaculate condition. You can move in and take your time upgrading, but you'll not be disappointed. Interesting. Bob's got this one listed, $549,000. Let's think about that. 10% down, you're looking at $2,184 a month. 20% down, you're looking at $1,942 a month. And if you follow the Ron Siegel Radio strategy, 25% down, you're looking at $1,735 a month. That is principal and interest only. Have to add the taxes, the insurance, the HOA. Well, there's no HOA on that one. I think there probably is. We'll double check that. And mortgage insurance, if there is any. Keeping the compliance people happy. That's a 3.611 APR, a 3.44 APR, and a 3.232 APR, NMLS 217037. That is the featured home brought to you by MyFavoriteLender.net. Robert LaBianca listing, 41691 Jamaica Sands Drive in Bermuda Dunes. Beautiful area right outside of La Quinta. And right now, holy cow, guess what? You could be going to the tennis matches. Well, this doesn't include tennis tickets, though.
Well, it's also one of the three cities in that area that is still issuing short-term rental permits if you're looking for something like that.
Okay, good deal. Good to know.
Just so you know.
Yeah, and 549, I mean, think about that one. If you're looking at it, with 10% down, $2,184 a month, principal and interest, right? You can rent that out even. There's all kinds of options there. Get back to our conversation this morning with Lucas Smith. Home loan forbearance your home equity is in jeopardy. So yes, I am a nerd. I am a number cruncher. So here's the concept, Lucas, is I came up with the concept. Well, let's recap just a little.
Yeah.
So we started in the second segment today. If you missed it, you missed a lot. About a home that was bought January 2020, $635,000. It's now worth $809,000, according to Black Knight. $174,000 in equity, about $70,000 in arrears. Okay, so, and their loan servicer, they were able to drop their interest rate from 3.625 all the way down to 3.125 on both options from the loan servicer. Now, I want to see one other question here that I didn't contemplate. Okay, so they're looking at principal and interest right now. They're paying $2,500 plus they're paying mortgage insurance of another $600. So they're paying about $3,100 plus their taxes and insurance, $3,100. So now I'm going to throw numbers at our guest today. And he is an expert in real estate. So I'm going to got to throw that caveat out there. So, Lucas, I know that when I said this first, your first inclination.
Very first.
First thought. Was to, because I said you can either refinance the whole thing into a new 3.125 30-year fixed, or you can continue make, you can go to a adjust, you know, adjust the loan down and go with a silent second. That means there's no payments, no interest until you sell the property, refinance the property, or 30 years when the property's paid off, then you have to pay off the balloon of $70,000 interest rate. Okay.
Okay.
Your thought was.
Well, so my first thought is that $70,000 free money sounds too good to be true.
Okay.
And my experience is anything that sounds too good to be true probably is. So I definitely read the fine print on that.
There you go. That's the key thing. Read the note.
Read the note. Read the fine print.
Because we don't have to think it's logic doesn't play a part into reading the note, because what the note says is what the note says, and it is a government entity that's
right. That's issuing it. Right.
That's issuing it.
Right. So, but my first thought as a consumer, remember, I always take things from the point of as a dad, as a husband, as the person in charge of my family, I would probably lean towards the first option, knock a half point off, re-amortize the whole thing into a 30-year note. I've only paid 2 years worth of payments, which were mostly interest already. And I'm going to save that money plus the $70,000 by losing the half point over my 30 years. So my first thought is re-amortize, drop the whole thing into something secure that I know what the payment's going to be for 30 years.
And here's the beauty of what we do is, because again, we look at the numbers, just say, what do the numbers say? So I had said, go with the second thought. Now let's take a look at some options. So here on the first thought, you re-amortize, you go down to a $2,651 payment.
That's okay. Huge.
Nice number. Second option, you go to a $2,351 payment. So you're going to save about $297.
Right, which is your average car payment.
Right, okay. Now, I like that idea. I save $297, but I've got to deal with that $70,000 balloon that you were talking about. Now, here's the question is, what could I do with that $297?
You could pay the $70,000, right. Or what I would do with that is I would pay my principal early. I would just keep dropping that onto my principal consistently and persistently to push that down. That's going to come up to just over an extra payment a year.
So here's the way the numbers play out. If you, for option number three, right? So if we take that 200, can I call that 300? So it's easy.
Yeah. Call it 300.
297.86. If I use that and made that as a payment toward my second, that silent second that has no interest, I have that paid off in 19.67 years. Call it 20 years.
Right.
And I still haven't changed the payment from the first one. Or if I take that, I can change my payment down on the first. If I paid that toward my first, now I can change that and I can lower that one to 25 years, paying that off in 25 years. Two more options for you, Lucas.
Okay.
So that's there's just some of the choices as to what we can do with that money. And you have the options. That's the bottom line. 299.86. I just put that in wrong, but 299.
Just call it 300, Ron.
Yeah, we can do that.
You're killing me. You're killing me with your few cents, man. I'm okay with the 300. So there, I'm not a numbers guy.
There's the choices. It comes right out there on your on the sheet. So here's the bottom line. I think you'll share this thought with me, Lucas. The best thing that we can do as professionals in the in this industry is educate you.
Yep.
Right. So now you've got four options that we've laid out for you. The biggest option that I think that Lucas and I can guarantee you, don't lose your equity.
Yeah. Never let your ego get in the way of
$100,000. Right. So then you have a couple of options. You have four options, right? Re-amortize it, all of it into one loan, paying $26.51 a month, drop your interest 0.5%. You can take that silent second, take the $23.51 and do what you want with that extra $300 a month. Or you can use that $300 a month extra, pay down either the first or the second, bring the first down to just under 25 years, or pay off the second in 19 years. Four different options. Yeah. Now you've got an educated debt. Now you can make an educated decision.
Now you can make the best decision for your family.
That's the bottom line right there.
Which it really is, right?
Yeah, that's what it's all about, is getting you the best information for your family. And, you know, I don't know what the right answer is for you. Right?
Exactly.
You may be deciding to leave the state. You may be deciding you want to move to San Diego or San Francisco or whatever, right? Or you might want that home that Bob LaBianca has in Bermuda Dunes, right? All options for you. But now you know your options. Want some great information? Real estate, Lucas Smith is right here. We got the loan side covered for you. And as always, we ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Josh and Sean for engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Lights go out and I can be seen.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.